And as we did last week, you might really feel your way into the entry of this practice today. For you, it might be that beginning with eyes closed is the right place, the letting go of the pull of the outside world and dropping in. It might be that beginning eyes open, perhaps even gazing around the space where you're sitting, and maybe at some point coming into a softened gaze is more supportive. You know, part of how we care for and tend to our nervous systems is to allow for this element of choice in how we practice moment to moment that arises out of a deep listening to the state of our own nervous system, our own mind and heart in any given moment. And for many people this past week, there's been a sense of profound impact, perhaps intense emotion, a sense of grief or loss, maybe even reverberations into or through past traumas in our lives. So taking extra care in the entry to this practice into a compassionate arriving. Whether eyes are open or closed, letting yourself begin to land in, connect with a felt sense of the body. The weight or the mass of the body as it rests on the chair or the cushion or the earth. The touch points that come with a sensation of pressure. Solidity, maybe an awareness of the envelope of the skin, that boundary of the body that's in contact with clothing or the warmth or coolness of the air. As you arrive in the body, there might be an awareness that a slight adjustment to the posture would bring more ease or more alertness. And if that's the case, mindfully moving, letting the adjustment be part of your practice, an element of the compassionate arrival. feeling the length and the strength of the spine. And allowing the musculature to hang on the stability of the spine in the same way that you might let a coat hang on a hanger that you place in the closet, trusting that the solidity of the bones will do the work, and allowing the muscles to release and relax any unnecessary efforting. Letting the muscles hang on the reliability of the bones. So little by little, there's a softening and a settling in this compassionate arriving. Letting the arriving just happen rather than it being a task or a responsibility. It's like we're shedding or clearing away any extra efforting. So that what's left is an arrival into a fuller presence in this moment. It's just what's naturally here. Letting the body lead the way. And as the body settles into stillness and stability, letting the mind settle its attention on the body in whatever way feels skillful and supportive for you in this moment. You might choose to rest your attention in one of the touch points. Feet on the floor or hands in your lap. You might prefer the more spacious resting of awareness on a felt sense of the body as a whole. or the more collected focus of awareness on the breath, wherever the breath is most vibrant for you in this moment. Stay with the simple awareness of the breath. Or if it feels supportive or nourishing, you might connect with your heart center, maybe by simply bringing your awareness to this part of the body, maybe by bringing a hand to the heart. As an invitation, as a reminder, or as a portal to the possibility of bringing warmth to this moment, a quality of kind attention. Perhaps feeling the warmth or the gentle touch of your hand if it's in place. And seeing if the heart can feel itself being touched. being attended to. And perhaps bringing together the felt sense of the breath with the felt sense of the heart. Breathing into and through your heart center. And as you breathe here, opening to any of the tender places that might be present in your own heart today, opening just as far as you wish, and if opening doesn't feel right at all, just staying with the breath, remembering that your practice is always a choice, moment to moment, of what is most skillful and supportive. So only if it feels right in this moment, opening to whatever degree, to any of the tender places in your own heart. With warmth, with compassion, compassion which sees the possibility of being free. Free from suffering, free from pain, and compassion might simply be expressed by the massage of the breath into and through the heart, or it might be expressed with a simple word or phrase. May I be free from harm. May I be safe from harm. you may choose to remain focused on tending to the well-being of your own heart. And for some of you, at some point, it may also feel right to open the heart to the tenderness in the hearts of others, the heart of the world. And if so, allowing the heart to open outward, however far it reaches, no efforting. Opening the compassionate heart, which sees the possibility of freedom from suffering for others. And again, this compassion might be expressed through the simple channel of the breath. Each exhalation, an offering of compassion out into the world. Or there might be a simple word or phrase, such as, may all beings be safe from harm. May all beings be free from harm. Then if you've opened your heart to the world, taking care not to leave yourself behind. Letting the heart and the breath hold both wishes. May I be safe from harm. May all beings be safe from harm. May I be safe from harm. May all beings be safe from harm. And as we come toward the close of our practice for today, taking a few moments to reflect upon how this easeful, embodied openness of heart, might be a gift both to yourself and to others. As you move through the remainder of your day and your week, how the fruits of this practice, the steadiness, the stability, the warmth, might be part of the conditions that allow for the presence of more safety and more freedom from harm for all beings. May all beings be safe and free from harm. So this practice of the heart as a support for ourselves and others, this practice of compassion, you know, we've met and explored this practice many times, and each time we meet it, we often learn something new because the heart is dynamic. And in any given moment, the heart might be more open or more closed, more resilient and resourced, or more burdened and protective. So our practice interfaces with where our heart is, and the circumstances internally and externally continue to flow and change. You know, the events of this last week are a dramatic reminder of impermanence, unpredictability, that is a great truth of life. And so, you know, this natural action of the heart opening and closing is one that we want to honor. And I just name it here because you may have found your own heart opening and closing this past week. You may have seen other people's hearts opening and closing in response to what's happening. And that is a measure of health. You know, that the direction of our practice is not the direction of simply opening and opening and opening and opening and freezing into an open state. It is opening our awareness to be present with what is, and often what is are the fluctuations of the heart. You know, we may be moving in a gradual direction of more heart opening, but that doesn't mean that it is a rigid, inflexible opening. There's no permanence in that. You know, there's impermanence in the condition of the heart. And as we tend to our heart and our practice, it's really helpful to listen deeply. So in our practice today, I brought in an emphasis on choice points, many choices, practicing open or closed eyes, practicing with different anchors in the body, you know, touch points or breath or full body, perhaps bringing a focus to the heart or staying with the breath. Maybe opening to the tender places, or maybe not, you know. Maybe opening to the tender places in others, or maybe not. So one element of compassionate practice is to be wisely aware, you know, to be responsive to what's skillful, what is actually supportive or caring. And I find that these moments, these dramatic moments in time when we're faced with a collective loss, like the shootings that happened, and we're so reminded of the vulnerability of living in a body, of the unpredictability of life, that it's a good moment to remember ways of caring for ourselves, you know, of tuning into that ebb and flow of coming into a sense of safety neurobiologically and engagement. And we need that neurobiological safety to stay open and engaged. So, you know, I think this is something I've also referenced at different points, but again, when we hear things in a different context, it often lands in a different way. So we all have zones of, you know, safety or settledness or groundedness. There can be different words. Safety isn't one that always resonates for people. And in the wake of something like this, many of us may not be feeling very safe. But there are ways that we feel more resourced or resilient. You know, it's the place or those moments where we can rest, where we can replenish, where we can find our ground. And so sometimes in our practice, that's really staying with the basics, feeling your feet on the floor or feeling the neutrality of the breath. In daily life, sometimes safety is turning off the news and simplifying and not taking in any more information or stimulation. And most of us also know the other end of the spectrum, which is overwhelm. Some flavor when we are of experience where we are flooded, where we are have exceeded what in neurobiological terms we call the zone of tolerance. We are outside the window of our tolerance. You know, one definition of trauma, if I can recall this correctly, is like, you know, too much, too fast, too much, too soon, too much for too long. You know, it's too much. And so we, when we're flooded, it's really helpful to attend to that, and our awareness can skillfully help us register, oh, too much, too much. I need to recalibrate. And when we're in that state of overwhelm or too much, we have to come back to safety. You know, we can't just sort of turn the dial down a little bit and then go on with our day. Many of us try to do that, and it often doesn't go so smoothly, you know. So it's good to know these two zones on either ends of the spectrum. Often these are portrayed as sort of three concentric circles in the model that it comes from. And in the middle is this zone that's sometimes called the zone of challenge. Other people, many students and clients over the years have illuminated other words for this. And as I've engaged in my own thinking, you know, the two that have really landed are curiosity or capacity. There's this middle zone where we're resourced enough. If we just hide out in our safe zone, we often don't engage. We don't grow. We're not fully alive. But if we're in overwhelm, we're shut down and we're not engaged either. So there's this zone in the between where we have the resources, we have the capacity to be present for what's here, to meet the moment, and to be curious about it. And compassion is one of the ways that we can support ourselves in finding and perhaps remaining in that zone of capacity or curiosity. And sometimes we need to focus more compassion here, close to home, at this heart. Sometimes we can balance it, and sometimes when we're really resourced, we can offer more to the world. And that practice can be offered simply as an energetic offering, as we did today with the breath, kind of a radiating out of that energy, and sometimes with a simple phrase, you know, something really gentle, like, may all beings be free from harm. And compassion is not simply, you know, resonating with suffering. Compassion is actually the recognition that there is the possibility, the experience of freedom from suffering, which is why when we are practicing true compassion, we're not overwhelmed, we're not weighed down, because what we're really orienting to is that wish for freedom from suffering and a recognition of the possibility of that. So I think I'll pause there. There's a lot more that can be said. We're probably not done with the topic of compassion, but what I'd love to do is offer you some time in small groups, if you wish, to share with one another if any of this resonates. It might be about how you're caring for your own nervous system. It might be about how you're practicing or engaging with or feeling supported by compassion. So let me set up the groups. And let's do about six minutes or so, and I'll invite you to enjoy each other's company. So welcome back. We'll just see if there's anything brief that wants to be shared before we end with an invitation. So, So what you might do, I really appreciate you sharing that, and I think there's a lot of common humanity in that experience, as you heard with your peers. We'll play with this a little more, this, you know, framework, and you might this week just, if you find yourself inhabiting the sweet spot, as you call it, even for a moment, you might just take a breath and really drink it in. Because sometimes what happens is we like miss those moments. And part of the gift of our practice is it tunes us in into the presence of those moments. You know, it trains us not to miss, those moments that can be so nourishing. So just be curious about those moments. Don't go looking for them, but see if you can recognize them, if they happen to be passing through, so that you don't miss them when they're there. Let them nourish you. Let them water your heart. And we'll continue with this in some way next time. And I wish you all a well-supported week. And it's been a delight to be here with you today. Take really good care, and I'll see you soon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.